Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, I have two people inside of me fighting with each other. Yes, I notice in my own life, I have two people inside of me and they seem to be fighting with each other. Yes, I don't know about you. Do you have two people inside of you? And are they seemingly to be fighting with each other? I know there's one person inside of you that seems to love. And then there's another person inside of you that seems to hate. There's a one person inside of you that seems to have a lot of faith. And there might be someone else inside of you seems to have doubt. Yes, there's one inside of you that seems to be sad. And there's another that seems to be happy. Yes, there's one that wants to buy something, and there's one that doesn't want to buy, and it seems that there's always two people inside wrestling with yourself. And the truth of the matter is, one always wins and one always loses. What about you? Are you that person that's always fighting with yourself? Are you that person that always has two people fighting? I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to make you whole. Jesus Christ wants to make you whole. Yes, do you got that person, that two different personalities that are fighting with another? Sometimes you feel aggressive. Sometimes you feel passive. Sometimes you want to fight. Sometimes you want to rest. Oh, come on, somebody, let's be honest. Sometimes we just don't know the way of our lives and we don't know what to do or where to turn. And we are always wrestling with decisions and choices and wondering if that is the right choice or not. Come on, somebody. Are you wrestling with yourself today? Are you kicking your own butt? Are you punching yourself? Are you in a wrestling match with yourself over choices and decisions? Oh, come on, I know a lot of you are today. Yes, I know a lot of you are constantly fighting with yourself, and I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to make you whole again. And that is why we need Jesus to make us whole again, because there's always a constant fight with ourselves. And I'm here to tell you that there's always someone that's going to lose, and there's always one personality that's going to win. But did you know in the Bible that the Apostle Paul also fought with himself? And I want to tell you that these dual personalities, or you might even say multiple personalities, this was also the Apostle Paul. He had these multiple personality disorders in Romans chapter 7, verse 14 through 25. The Bible says, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate to do." The Apostle Paul says, "The things that I want to do, I do not do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As if it is, it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know the good itself does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do." The Apostle Paul here is saying, I want to do good, but I find there's evil right there. And so the evil that I seem to keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me, for in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin that works within me. What a wretched man that I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. You see, in this verse we see that the Apostle Paul is fighting with himself. And it's nothing new in people today, and I hear a lot of people, they seem to be fighting with themselves. They always seem to fight with themselves. Should we go? Should we stay? Should we do this or should we do that? Should I go there or should I go here? Yes, we seem to be people that are always fighting with ourselves, and a lot of people seem to have dual personalities. I'm here to tell you that maybe you're that person that has two personalities that are always fighting with yourself. Well, you need to stop kicking your own butt. You need to stop hurting yourself and beating yourself up, because I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to make you whole. Can I get an amen? In this verse, we see in Romans chapter 7, verse 14 through 25, in this verse, we see that the Apostle Paul is always fighting with himself. And I'm here to tell you, we see this all the time, that God's people love to fight with themselves. And I want to ask you today, so what about you? Are you fighting with yourself? But I want to encourage you to find rest in Jesus Christ today. I want to encourage you to find relaxation with Jesus Christ today. Yes, His divine guidance and His divine providence should let you rest, that He knows the path of your life and He has your life all mapped out. So you don't need, He has your life all mapped out, and you don't need to fight with yourself any longer. It's time that both of your personalities start to work together. Can I get an amen to that? And so in Romans chapter 7, verse 15, let's go back to what the Apostle Paul said. He said, "I do not understand what I do." So the Apostle Paul here is saying, I do things that I don't want to do. I don't understand. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate to do. He's saying, look, I'm just not meeting your expectations. I try to do good, but I end up doing bad. I try to do right, but I end up doing wrong. Oh, come on, somebody. And this was the Apostle Paul. He's saying, look, there is absolutely no way in my life that I can do good all the time. Sometimes I love, sometimes I hate. Sometimes I cry, and sometimes I have joy. Sometimes I'm mad, and sometimes I'm temperament. Oh, come on, somebody. I know today that somebody's listening, and you have been fighting with yourself. You have been fighting. There's two people inside of you, and I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ today is going to deliver you. He's going to deliver you from yourself. He's going to make you whole again in Jesus' name. Oh, I know you wonder, like the Apostle Paul, I do not understand my own actions, he was saying. My own behavior baffles me. Come on, some of you, your own behavior baffles you. You are doing things that you shouldn't be doing. I do not even acknowledge my own actions as mine. Yes, this is what the Apostle Paul was saying. He said, I don't even acknowledge my own actions because I know it's not me that's doing it. I'm not telling you to have a mentality to blame it on the devil. I'm not telling you to blame every of your choices on the devil. But let's be honest, as Christians, we are battling in our minds and in our souls. And a lot of you Christians, you got two personalities. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to make you whole. You see, the Apostle Paul was at war with himself. He couldn't even acknowledge that his own actions was his. So what was controlling the other half of the Apostle Paul? Well, he was divided in the two people. You can say it was two eyes, a figurative person representing two different and opposite principles which were in him. Yes, there was two forces inside of him fighting with each other, just like there are two forces fighting inside of you today. Yes, the truth of the matter is you are always at war with yourself. You are always at war with yourself, but I want to tell you it's nothing new in the Bible. The truth of the matter is there's so many people are fighting with themselves. I want you to be whole in Jesus Christ again. One personality cannot dominate the other personality. Both of your personalities have to work together. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus, and we need Him now. Not only that, we need Jesus back in America. You see, it's very normal to have different aspects of your personalities that hold different or even totally opposed points of views. There's two sides of you, and some of these two sides of you, they oppose points of view. And the trick is not to feel that one aspect has to dominate over the other. There doesn't have to be a winner or a loser or a fight to the death with only one survivor. You see, you have to accept both your personalities in your life. Both aspects have important knowledge and insight to offer. Things get really interesting if you can work out a way to hear both points of view and get to the side talking to each other. See, both your personalities can start to work together. One doesn't have to be the loser, and the other doesn't have to be the winner. One doesn't need to dominate the other. Just trust in Jesus. Learn to trust in Jesus Christ. And He is going to make you whole. Can I get an amen today? I know today that some of you, if you're a lot like me, you got two personalities and they're always fighting with one another. And you seem you just can't get nothing done. One day you hate, the next day you love. One day you're happy, the next day you're sad. One day you want to do this and the next day you don't. You just don't know. You've been going in a circle in your life. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is going to heal you soon, and I'm here to tell you that Jesus is going to make you whole. You see, in Romans chapter 7, verse 15, the Bible says that the Apostle Paul, he was doing the things he did not want to do, and the things he wanted to do, he just couldn't do it. You see, the Apostle Paul, having cleared the law from the charge of being the cause, either of sin or death, and taken the blame to himself, proceed to give an account of the struggle and combat he found in himself between the flesh and the spirit. That which I do, I allow not. You see, the Apostle Paul was at war with the flesh and the spirit. He had two personalities. He had one personality that wanted to follow the ways of the world, and he had one personality that wanted to follow the ways of the spirit. So, he had one evil personality, and he had one good personality. So, what he ended up doing, he was doing the evil, but he really wanted to do the good. So that which he did was evil, since he allowed not of it. But this is to be understood, not of any notorious crime committed by him, and repeated again and again, nor of a sinful course of life. For before his conversion, he was not a profane man, but externally moral. And after his conversion, had his conversations in the world by the grace of God, in righteousness and holiness, a vicious course of life, being contrary to the grace of God implanted in him, and the doctrines of grace professed by him, but the internal lust, the working of the corruption of his heart, and which are real actions of the mind, together with the various frailties and infirmities of life, when that the apostle says that which he did, I know not. His meaning is not that he was utterly ignorant of them, of their nature and operations, that he was insensible of their motions and unconcerned about them, for his sense of them and concern for them are oppressed by him in the strongest terms. I know, I find, I see, O wretched man. You know, it seems like I am constantly fighting between two people when I think I believe, yes, that some people that are fighting with each other, some of them think that they might have some kind of mental disorder. But despite all this, and coming out with this condition, yes, you need to understand that one of the people is very kind and generous. This is what the Apostle Paul was saying. He said, one side of me is very kind and generous, and I always give to my friends and my family gifts and holidays, and I lend them a hand when they're in need, and I don't expect a single finger lifted in return for my help. But on the other hand, there's another person. It's hateful and it's mean, and sometimes I can't stand anyone or anything, and the slightest thing sets me off. I get urged to break things or to hurt others. Oh, come on, somebody. This is what the Apostle Paul, he says, sometimes I love and sometimes I hate. And he says, there's a trigger of both of these personalities, and it seems to demonstrate, and the same things it happens probably to you sometimes, or you might feel fine and you might be living life and you might be working towards goals and whatnot, and then you get caught up in your own thoughts, and then you start wondering why things are the way they are and why people are acting the way they do, and just why so many things in this world are so messed up and there's not an optional as they could be, and it really brings my mood down and it makes me a little depressed, and some of the conclusions I come up with are very saddening, and when I get this, I have to remember that my outlook is just one very limited perspective of the world and not how it really is. So what you need to do is start redirecting your focus to a brighter side of things and go back to the normal self. But even then, I'm still feel a little conflict inside. A part of me feels like I'm ignorant, ignoring important matters that need to be acknowledged and thought about so solutions can surface. But then on the other side of me feels like I need to stop worrying about issues that are outside of my control and maintain focus of the good things in life. Well, I want to ask you today, are you a lot like Apostle Paul? Do you have two personalities warring against each other? I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to make you whole. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is going to make you whole very soon. If you cry out to Jesus today, He wants to make you whole. He wants to make you a renewed whole life in Jesus Christ. So, because of the inner conflict, I find it hard to enjoy life sometimes. What about about you. I really would like to contemplate these problems, and I feel like I'm contributing to their solutions, but whenever I dwell on them too long, my everyday life starts to unravel. I start viewing everything I'm doing as insignificant, unimportant, not really serving a higher purpose, just continuing a meaningless existence. And once I'm like this, you'd think that I would find a motivation to actually do something I do consider important, but because of my mindset in such a low vibrational state, finding the will to do anything is hard. What about you today? Are you having it hard to do anything? Do you find it hard to do anything? Well, you need to understand that you got two personalities in your own mind, and you need to understand you're a lot like the Apostle Paul. He says, the things I want to do, I do not do, and the things I do, I end up not doing, and I find that there's a war waging in my mind. I know some of you right now, there's a war waging in your mind. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to make you whole. I'm here that right now that Jesus Christ wants to heal you. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to set you free. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants you to fly high. I know these two personalities. Maybe you might want to deal with your conflicts by letting go of everything. Stop focusing so much on things that you want to do, and in a sense, the person I want to be, and acknowledge more of your current self. You see, the person that you are right now, I would have to say to start to see yourself and all your past accomplishments and all the things that you have overcome. You need to start viewing yourself like this. And I see that even though sometimes you might not feel like you're doing anything actually important, but I'm here to tell you, because in the past you might felt like the same way, but you have achieved so many goals in the past. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ, and He can make you achieve so many goals in the future. You need to realize that everything that you're doing has meaning. You need to realize that everything that you're doing right now has meaning and helps to make yourself into the person that you are today. Yes, you need to understand that the Bible said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, for the flesh desires that is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit that is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. I know that the flesh and the spirit's in conflict with each other. Yes, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I have two people inside of me fighting with each other. And this is why. What about you? Do you have two people inside of you that are fighting with each other? I don't know about you, but it seems to me that wrestling with myself, that someone will win and someone will always lose. That seems to be the way it is. What are you wrestling with today? What are you being tugged back and forth today? Are you being tugged from one side to the other? Oh, do you have love? Do you have hate? Oh, come on, somebody. Are you happy? Are you sad? Do you have faith? Do you doubt? Oh, come on, somebody. Do you have courage? Do you have fear? Oh, I'm here to tell you there's always two people wrestling inside of you. What about you? Do you feel lonely? Do you not? Oh, I don't know about this fear that's always seemed to be wrestling inside of me. But I'm here to tell you, if we put our hope in Jesus Christ today, He's going to set you free from the bondages of these two personalities. He's going to set you free. Oh, I want Jesus to set you free today. Now, don't you think maybe that you need to stop worrying? Don't you think today that you need to just stop wrestling with yourself? I'm here to tell you that everything's going to be okay. I'm here to tell you that everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay in your own life. All you got to do is just trust in Jesus Christ. He's going to help you. He's going to help you. Yes, the Apostle Paul, he understood what he was going through. He said this, and if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is good, it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is the sin living in me. For I know the good itself does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful nature. The Apostle Paul knew there's nothing good in him. He knew there's nothing good in him. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. How many of you have tried to do something really good, but you just seem like people misunderstand you? You just can't carry it out, or when you try to carry it out, people have taken it and they looked at it in a whole different way. You try to do good to somebody, but they don't appreciate your goodness. You try to help somebody, but they don't appreciate your help. This is what the Apostle Paul, he was at a state in his own mind. He felt like no matter what he did, just didn't seem to matter. No matter what he did, just didn't seem to be good enough. And he found himself questioning why he even existed. The things I want to do, I don't do. And the things I don't want to do, I end up, why do I even exist? What is your purpose here on earth for? What is your purpose here on earth for? Well, it's to glorify your Creator. It's to glorify the one who created you. That means if you're created on earth, then you have a purpose because somebody created you. You just weren't here by accident. God put you on earth for a reason. Love yourself because you got a purpose here, or God wouldn't have made you, and God don't make mistakes, and He surely did not make mistakes by making you. You do have a purpose, and you need to discover that purpose, and discovering that purpose and knowing Jesus Christ. And when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, and when you believe in Him, and when you take that step towards Jesus Christ, He's going to reach out His hands and rescue you. Oh, I know some of you are struggling with yourself, but I want to give you hope. I have struggled with myself. And that is the reason why I'm preaching this sermon. Because you don't have to fight with two personalities anymore. You can just learn to love yourself and be whole in Jesus Christ. And don't you think it's time for you to be whole once again? I want you to be whole. And I know Jesus Christ wants you to be whole. And maybe you are waging a war in your mind. And maybe there's two personalities that seems to be wrestling with each other. And it's time that the war if your life stops. It's time that the war of your life stops. And this is why we need Jesus. And we need Jesus back in America. And we need Jesus back in your life. And Jesus Christ wants to make you whole again. Yes, you don't need to wrestle with two personalities in your own life anymore. Yes, these two personalities, they can start agreeing with one another. They can start accepting one another again. Wouldn't you like to accept each other? Wouldn't you like to accept yourself and love yourself again? Oh, I know you've been wrestling with yourself long enough. Let's reach our hands to Jesus Christ and say, Jesus, I don't want to wrestle with these two personalities anymore. Jesus, come in and let me love myself because I am created in your image and you have made me for a purpose. Let me worship my Creator, Jesus Christ, once again. Jesus Christ wants to bless you. He wants to make you strong. And Jesus Christ wants to carry you. And He wants to make you whole again. We need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. Amen.
any touch, but you don't feel.